is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Reaction is coming in from around the world. President Trump's new proposal for a U.S. takeover of Gaza and a plan to develop it into a luxury resort.
Most Israelis and Palestinians were asleep when President Trump dropped his bombshell about the future of Gaza at a joint news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it.
Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri said the idea is a recipe for creating chaos and tension in the region and that the people in the Gaza Strip will not allow this to pass. Netanyahu did not comment directly, but said that President Trump often thinks outside the box. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
A key U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, has rejected the idea, reiterating support for a Palestinian state. An email sent to staff says nearly all employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which distributes aid around the world, will be put on leave this Friday night as part of a consolidation plan. CBS's Sarah Cook from the White House.
The agency will consider case-by-case exceptions and return travel extensions based on personal or family hardship, mobility, or safety concerns.
A notice posted online gives them 30 days to return home unless they're deemed essential. The Postal Service has temporarily stopped accepting packages from China and Hong Kong. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has the details.
The suspension could have a big impact on e-commerce giants like Temu, even Amazon. President Trump had ordered an end to duty-free handling of smaller packages, those worth $800 or less, that were not required to include detailed information about their contents or subjected to tariffs.
Police in Ohio say they've identified a suspect but still haven't made an arrest in a mass shooting at a cosmetics warehouse in New Albany. One person was killed, five wounded. Police Chief Greg Jones.
We don't have any reason to believe that they are a general threat to society. More that this was, it appears at this point to be a targeted type of attack.
So far, no motive announced. No motive yet in Sweden's worst mass shooting ever. Officials say at least 11 people are dead, including the gunman who opened fire at an adult education center west of Stockholm. Parts of the Midwest and the Northeast are bracing for dangerous winter weather. CBS meteorologist Lonnie Quinn.
On Thursday, we're watching an ice system move anywhere from the Ohio Valley into New York City. For Chicago, it's basically going to be Wednesday night, but it's Thursday morning from Pittsburgh to New York, icing out there.
An atmospheric river is still flowing in Northern California. S&P futures down 32. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Burlington police have identified the 21-year-old Menards employee who died after being pinned between cars Sunday night. The family of Cody A. Dorn described him as a dedicated and kind-hearted individual. An investigation continues into what happened. A 20-year-old co-worker involved is assisting police. Charges aren't expected at this point. Gas is the reason for a gathering in Racine County today. We Energies wants to build a natural gas plant in Paris in Kenosha County. Before they build, the Public Service Commission is hosting public hearings at the Union Grove Village Hall to discuss the proposal. The plan calls for a 128-megawatt methane gas-fired power plant. The hearings scheduled at 2 and 6 today will allow people to voice their opinions on the $300 million project. Environmental groups have criticized the proposal for its potential environmental impacts. Keep checking RacineCountyEye.com for an update on a safety story. They're working on a piece about police in Racine who've been without a contract for 5 years. The president of the state's police union spoke to the Racine Common Council last night. That's the latest through the eye. Some Racine feedback would be welcomed. A new survey has been launched by the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce and Leadership Racine. The aim is to measure the economic and cultural impact of arts in Racine County. The goal is to bolster creative opportunities in the area. People can find a link to the 5-minute survey on the Racine County social media page. It'll be open through mid-April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We're back. Badgers rolled past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scorers that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer. And they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64. In front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden, Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon into this evening. Could be a slippery commute this afternoon through this evening. Our high today right around 31. Tonight, freezing drizzle 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Without television, I would have no idea that Steven Seagal is out of his mind. Or alive. I also didn't know that. He has a show. It's not a scripted show. It follows around the real Steven Seagal, and every episode begins with him looking in the camera and saying, I don't know if you knew this or not, but for the last 20 years, I've been a cop. And you're like, what did you just say? You watch the show, he has the most unlikable quality in a human being, which is that he is an expert in everything. Literally, if a dog walks by, he's like, that's a Shih Tzu boxer hound mix right there. And they're like, how do you know that? He's like, I've been working with dogs for like 35 years. Then a helicopter flies by and he's like, that's a HUB-106. And they're like, how do you know that? And he's like, I've been flying helicopters for like 47 years. They'll be like, you know, they also call that helicopter a Skippy. And they're like, why? He goes, listen to it. Skip, 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 skip. You made that up.
Understand. And I say that something. someone to hold your hand. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. It's 10 past 6 on a Wednesday morning, the 5th of February. And coming in later on this morning after 7 o'clock is your County Board Supervisor and Alder, Melissa Caprillion, will be here to fill us in on what's going on in her district. Chance of snow today. That's what it says. Highs near 30. Freezing rain tonight. Lows 28. Becoming sunny with a high near 40 tomorrow. It'll all melt. All right. This is nothing we're going to have to dig out of. You know what I found? I get this thing on my cell phone. It's like OneDrive or memory pictures. And the other day, it was the memory pictures of the February 2nd, the Groundhog Day snowstorm in 2011 came up on my phone. I forgot how deep that snow was. My wife, when I was at work, I don't know how I got here. It was a miracle I got here. I got beamed down at work that day. It took me 3.5 hours to get here. That normally takes me about 10, 12 minutes. Anyway, she had somehow shoveled the walkway to our backyard, and the drift that she shoveled through was taller than me. And I'm 6'3". I forgot how much snow there was back there. Wow, cloudy, 25 degrees right now at Radio Park. Something else I was going to tell you, too. I forgot what it was. Anyway, good morning. Oh, yeah. Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
For Once in My Life, 6:13, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Oh, did you hear our big news yesterday? Oh, it was big. Local news has never been covered more completely as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic expertise to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Hey, when you were a kid and you played on the playground, this is for older people. Do you remember the rides on the playground? Remember we had the monkey bars hung upside down and occasionally fell on your head? Remember that? Okay. We had a drive-in movie theater that had rides, and one of them was, I don't know what they call it, but it's that thing you kind of hold on to. You spin it around with all the people in the middle of it, and it goes round and round, and you push it as hard as you can. Then you jump on it, and it just spins. And sometimes you were thrown off and landed on your, you know, head and stuff like that. Well, those days could be coming to it. Well, they could be coming back, obviously. A new proposal in the Netherlands says children's playgrounds are being too safe and too boring, and that risk-taking play can be better and more interesting for kids to get them out and off their devices and possibly in the hospital. But yeah, I haven't seen a playground in a while, but I do hear, I pass one every day, past the Jane School on Main Street, and I don't see any great, you know, rides on that playground. It would be nice if they had some, like, dangerous ones out there, have some fun. Do they have monkey bars anymore? Remember monkey bars? You climbed up in there, you hung upside down, and somebody knocked you down on your head, where you got tangled up in the monkey bars and couldn't get out. Remember those things? Of course, the swings, you went as high as you could, and you tried to jump off and you break a leg. Remember the good old fun days? It's 6:16, local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Golf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and I'm trying to keep you out of the chocolate zone. What am I talking about? This is the time when you start to panic about Valentine's Day and you reach for the box of chocolates. Guys, gals, there's still time. Purchase a gift certificate or two at Big Deals today, and you'll save an additional 15% on your purchase. No code needed. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Charms, 'cause I want.
girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love oh so true and the hand that I can hold, feel you near as I grow old. Cause I want a girl
Lover. You want to see a good movie? Kevin Spacey played him in a film called Beyond the Sea. It really is a good biopic of Bobby Darin. If you can check it out, I think you probably only see it on DVD now, if you can find it in the library, something like that. It's 6:21, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. We're looking for a chance of snow today with a high near 30, freezing rain, lows 28 tonight, becoming sunny, highs near 40 tomorrow. Now we're talking. Cloudy, 25 degrees currently at Radio Park. Well, technology has made it easier to catch a cheating partner, although not always in the obvious ways. Now, last month, a woman went online to ask people for cleaning tips. She noticed that everything in her house was turning green, and she couldn't figure out what was causing it. There were a lot of theories out there, but one person suggested it could be a brand of jeans from Old Navy, because they stain everything. The woman said that her and her husband are not jeans people. Then someone else said, quote, imagine this is how you discover he's having an affair with some Old Navy-wearing woman. The cat was turning green. Everything was turning green. Well, apparently, her husband was cheating on her with an Old Navy-wearing woman. It's unclear if the jeans were really Old Navy or some other brand, but she caught him. That's how you do it. 6:22. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRGN. Ah, yeah. Ricky Nelson. This is Poor Little Fool.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart and won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
And poor little fool, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 625. Now, study found the average teenager uses their cell phone for 92 minutes at school each and every day. The top things they use it for: checking Instagram, sending texts, and watching videos. You mean they don't look up answers to test questions on it? Huh, I would have thought that would have been the first thing. Chance of snow today. Highs near 30. No accumulation, though. Freezing rain tonight. Lows 28. Tomorrow becoming sunny with a high near 40. Right now, cloudy, 25 degrees at Radio Park. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5, they ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. For the nighttime, can't forget the day, a day of
uptight time,
baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation,
the and
it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
I'm uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord,
it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, Lord,
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Can't
forget the day.
Day
of uptight
time.
Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Thank
the Lord for you. Now.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. 628 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, Facebook turned 21 years old yesterday. Here are a couple of things you should never, ever post on Facebook. Anything illegal, obviously. Don't incriminate yourself. Your home address, that includes photos of your new place after you move in. Your phone number, unless you want phone scams, then, you know, go for it. Embarrassing pictures of other people. They may not think it's funny. Your license, it's something a lot of 16-year-olds tend to do. Other people's big news, make sure they announce it first. Details about when you're leaving for vacation. Hey, burglars really need that information. Your work schedule, same thing. People will know you're not home. Tons of party photos. It won't look great when you're applying for jobs. Emotionally charged posts, the type you end up regretting the next day. Photos of your keys. Now, you can't duplicate them from a photo. The name of your kid's school. Just too scary a world out there to do something like that. Revealing photos. By the way, the internet never forgets. Arguments or personal drama can make you look immature. Relationship issues. Some stuff should stay personal. Post about expensive purchases. They can come across as braggy and make you a target for scammers. Anything you wouldn't want your grandma to see. And remember, grandmas now make up 95% of Facebook's user base. And rants about hating your job, or worse, your boss. That'll come back to haunt you. There are more things you shouldn't post on Facebook than you should. Hey, it's 6:30 on the nose. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Burlington police have identified the 21-year-old Menards employee who died after being pinned between cars Sunday night. The family of Cody A. Dorn described him as a dedicated and kind-hearted individual. An investigation continues into what happened. A 20-year-old co-worker involved is assisting police. Charges aren't expected at this point. Gas is the reason for a gathering in Racine County today. We Energies wants to build a natural gas plant in Paris in Kenosha County. Before they build, the Public Service Commission is hosting public hearings at the Union Grove Village Hall to discuss the proposal. The plan calls for a 128-megawatt methane gas-fired power plant. The hearings scheduled at 2 and 6 today will allow people to voice their opinions on the $300 million project. Environmental groups have criticized the proposal for its potential environmental impacts. Keep checking RacineCountyEye.com for an update on a safety story. They're working on a piece about police in Racine who've been without a contract for 5 years. The president of the state's police union spoke to the Racine Common Council last night. That's the latest through the eye. Some Racine feedback would be welcomed. A new survey has been launched by the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce and Leadership Racine. The aim is to measure the economic and cultural impact of arts in Racine County. The goal is to bolster creative opportunities in the area. People can find a link to the 5-minute survey on the Racine County social media page. It'll be open through mid-April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, today in Wisconsin, we could see rain, we could see sleet, we could see snow. And while it may not stop postal service, it does make forecasting a challenge. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That's why the National Weather Service, along with our Wisconsin weather networks, are working on a MesoNet. That's a network of automated weather and soil, as well as environmental monitoring stations all across the state to try to help with that forecasting. Chris Kasharik, who is one of the people involved in launching the project and a professor in plant and agroecosystem sciences, explains a little more.
There's about 38 states in the U.S. that have MesoNet, so it's not like we're doing something that's unique but desperately needed. So we collect a suite of meteorological variables. That's temperature, precipitation, wind speed, sunlight, solar radiation, humidity or dew point, and leaf wetness. And then in the soil, we're also collecting soil temperature and moisture at 5 depths down to about 3 feet below the surface. And that's happening about every 5 minutes. So these are located on farms, public land, at our agricultural research stations.
That's Chris Kasharik describing Wisconsin's MesoNet that's in development now. He's a professor in plant and agroecosystems. He said some of the data that they're generating is used to help agriculture, for example, develop insect pressure models for commodities.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences has announced that they are launching their PhD program in science communication. It's the first of its kind in the country, offering students the opportunity to become leaders in the science of science communication. The first group of students begins the program this fall. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon into this evening. Could be a slippery commute this afternoon through this evening. Our high today right around 31. Tonight, freezing drizzle 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Give you an idea how awkward I am at parties. This is a true story. I'm at one, and there's a guy there whose name I should know, but I don't know it. But I keep thinking it's Winston, you know, which is not the kind of name you want to gamble at. So this is true. I grabbed another friend of mine at the party, and I said, I have a weird assignment for you. I want you to, just for a second, pretend like your name is Winston. All right, you see that guy there? I want you to walk to the other side of that guy, but in a straight line past him. So I'm just looking in one direction, and then I'm going to go, hey, Winston! And if the guy in the middle goes, yeah, then you just walk away. Your assignment is complete at that point. But if the guy in the middle looks like he's confused, I need you to go, yeah. And then I'll talk to you again, I guess. So my friend thinks I'm twisty, and he's like, all right, let's do this. He walks to the other side of the guy, so I go, hey, Winston. And the guy in the middle looks like he's confused. So I look at my friend, and he says, my name's Winston. Yeah, terrific. I was looking for any random Winston. Your name's Winston? Come on over. Let's have a chat. I'm in the mood to talk to a Winston. I had one line, and he blew it. His line was, yeah.
Lord, have mercy on a boy from down.
Billy Joe Royal down at the Boondock, 639. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Chance of snow today. That's our forecast. Highs near 30. Freezing rain tonight. Lows 28. And becoming sunny with a high near 40 tomorrow. I like that. Cloudy, 25 degrees currently here at Radio Park. Local news has never been covered more completely as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. And now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic expertise to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. And by the way, just when you thought flying couldn't get any worse, a 2.5-hour American Airlines flight apparently didn't have working water, so passengers were told to be sure to use the bathroom before boarding. Again, how long was that flight? 2.5 hours. Could you last 2.5 hours on a flight with no bathroom? Another reason why I don't fly. The box stops. Local news, timeless hits, cry like a baby. Cry like a baby, 6:43, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, are you close enough with any of your friends to be brutally honest with them? Someone polled over 1,000 Americans to see how honest we are about stuff a friend might not want to hear. Would you tell a close friend about this stuff, or would you keep it quiet? They're in a toxic relationship. They're mean. They drink too much. They have BO. They tell offensive jokes. They frequently interrupt people. Their partner's cheating on them. They have bad breath. They keep telling the same stories over and over. That would be me. They have got a bad haircut. They talk too much. They need to lose weight. You know, I would never tell anybody like that, any of those things, because I'm going to get punched in the nose. That's why. You start telling people that stuff, they're going to let you have it. Here come the Bee Gees. The Love Somebody at WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way. Do each and every little thing, but what
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
Disco. Yeah, but they had all those disco hits. This was before that, To Love Somebody. Remember what one of their early songs was? I think their first song to be a hit was the New York Mining Disaster of 1941. Kind of an odd title for a song. It was a good song, though. Hey, Valentine's Day, it's coming up, and WRJN plays timeless hits. And now, as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits Timeless Gifts giveaway. Now, we'll set up one lucky winner with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart, Sweet Tooth, is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. At a great concert with Herman Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. Just enter one of our local sponsors, and we'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. Stop in at Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits, timeless gifts from your Valentine, and nobody loves you like we do, WRJN. Hey, speaking about love, a guy thought it would be clever by hiding an engagement ring in a cake. Things went off the rails when his girlfriend bit into it, almost ate it entirely. Now, I think it's about time we stop hiding rings in drinks and food. What do you think? Yeah?
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history.
For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Cause I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I've felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. yet.
Bobby Goldsboro, I'm a Drifter. Local news, San Luis, it's WRJN. It's 6:54. Chance of snow today with a high near 30. No accumulation, though. Freezing rain tonight, lows 28. And becoming sunny tomorrow with a high near 40. Cloudy, 25 degrees currently here at Radio Park. A creepy 285-year-old dried-up lemon was auctioned off for $1,780. It was found in an old cabinet. Who's keeping that lemon in their cabinet? It had an inscription dated with the year 1739. Who's holding on to that lemon for all those years? I got to admit, I have milk in there refrigerated that might be as old as that, but not 1700. Here come the foundations. Local news, Tampa Sense at WRJN. And build me a buttercup.
Why do you build me up? Build me a buttercup, baby. Just to let me down.
Hits with the foundations. Build me a buttercup. It's 6:57. Melissa Caprillion, who is our alder for the 5th District and County Board Supervisor for District Number 4, will be in this morning a little after 7 o'clock. And we'll be talking about all the issues of importance to people in the county and also the city of Racine. Meanwhile, the company is offering a 12-pack of cookies for Valentine's Day. They include custom breakup messages. Here are the four options. It's not me, it's you. You're sweet, but not my flavor. I have the hots for your roommate. Oh, my goodness. And we're done. Have a nice life. Nobody's going to give that to anybody. How mean would that be, huh? That's terrible. 6:58, DC 5. Here's Over and Over.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again. This dance is going to be a drag. My good. I said, won't you come over and talk to me?
KC 5, Dave Clark 5, over and over, 7 o'clock at WRJN. A survey found half of Americans think they're finally going to get in shape. Someday, just not today. The survey looked at the top things to make us realize how out of shape we are. They include feeling winded, trying on clothes that don't fit anymore. And how about this one? Somebody says your shoelaces are untied, and you can't see your shoelaces. It's 7 o'clock on the